You tell me, recognizing the Taliban, powered by the All American Stores, hometown owners, hometown staff, your hometown team. So the Taliban wants a seat at the big boy table. Turns out they've asked to speak at the United Nations General Assembly in New York, going on this week into next. Yeah, well, so what? It's not quite that simple. You see, granting the Taliban a chance to sit with the big boys will ultimately signal they should be recognized as the rulers of Afghanistan. So what should the UN do? Well, if you ask other foreign leaders like Germany or France or even take the US, they're all a bit hesitant to accept the group's governance, saying actions speak louder than words. Most countries want to wait and see the conduct of the Taliban before deciding whether or not to recognize the new regime. Germany going as far as telling the Washington Post the Taliban's government should not be recognized because, and I quote, it's not the legitimate government, but an Islamist terror group. However, Russia and China are a little bit more welcoming to the idea. In fact, Russian President Vladimir Putin is trying to encourage other countries to not only let the Taliban have a seat at the big boy table, but also allow them the opportunity to speak. Putin saying other leaders need to, quote, stop the irresponsible policy of imposing alien values from the outside. Here's the thing. Currently, the Taliban is in control of virtually the entire country, including Afghanistan's capital. Yet Afghanistan's economy is now on the brink of devastation, given they are depending on international funding. And most of these funds have been frozen. This most recent Taliban takeover has created quite the dilemma for most countries, like the U.S. Do you keep freezing them out and impair the economic conditions for thousands of Afghan people? Or throw up the white flag and recognize the Taliban as Afghanistan's new ruler? You tell me.
Podcasts by Federated Media.